I'm going to call the meeting to order. Please, if you don't understand me, I'll try to keep this microphone a little more away. Can you understand me in the back now? Okay, thank you. Silence all cell phones, please. And welcome to the regular meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreational District. Would everybody please stand for the invocation? Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us with your grace as we engage in discussion, allowing us to grow closer as a group to nurture the bonds of community. Lord, guide us as we make decisions that will affect the residents, staff, and their families. We pray for the health and the being of the residents and employees of the community and their families and friends, whether here at home or traveling. We also pray for the safety of the people in the path of Hurricane Florence this week. We ask that you will watch over and guide the nation and bless it and bring the peace we desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen. The Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, roll call. Here. Thank you. We have enough for a quorum. I have just a couple announcements. First one, very light. We had a assistant in the office earlier, and she wrote us a thank you note to the board in the park. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to work the Holiday Park as a part-time district clerk over the past few months. It was a great experience. Wishing you all continued success and a great summer and fall season. It was my pleasure being a part of the Holiday Park family. Kathleen Richardson, and thank you for that.
Nice.
And
okay. Yeah.
She did a great job. She did a great job. Second is announcement is basically, so people know, we have attorney fees. If you want to call the attorney, you can, but I have told the attorney, anybody but Cherie calls them. It's on their dime until you get it approved through the district. So if you want to do something, you want to find out something, bring it to the district first, see if we can get it settled before we get lawyer fees. And if the district doesn't want to do that, you can always bring it to the board and say, I would like to find out about this. But just so we aren't just calling up $300 an hour because we want to figure out, find out something. Just a process. Okay? I'm not saying he's shutting you off, but just go through some proper channels so we get a good one. Not that we've had that any trouble. I just wanted to do that. Okay, that's all the announcements I have. I have Bob wanted to say some stuff. So, yeah, Bob.
Okay, I've been asked to do this, and then I have some things of my own to discuss. I got some phone calls from what some people call snowbirds after the July, what was it, 10th and 30th meeting. They were concerned about the meeting minutes. Then I also got some emails, which I was asked to read this one. It says, Mr. Shortleach, trustee, Holiday Park. As a snowbird of Holiday Park, I am concerned as to what is being done on the board while I and others are away from the park. The reason I say this is because I read the minutes of the meetings, and they are very vague as the content. Especially when the minutes say a conversation continued. What does that mean? What was said? What were the subjects discussed? And what was the outcome of the discussion? This is the only way all residents who are not able to be there understand what the trustees are doing and why. Our meeting minutes need to be clear as to the subject, what was discussed, pros and cons included, as well as a vote by each trustee unless unanimous. I am not saying we need word for word, but we certainly need more details so we can understand what has transpired. There seems to be much more going on than what is relayed to us in the minutes. We need to understand the story completely, per Florida Sunshine Laws. I should be able to pick up any minutes 6 months from now and clearly understand what's transpired. I find it impossible to understand what has transpired on subjects and understand the solutions the board proposed and who voted on what. Where there are four unapproved minutes on the website per our procedure, the minutes are to be transcribed ASAP after the meeting. A draft sent to trustees for corrections, and the Friday before the next meeting, the trustee gets a final draft for approval at the next meeting. What is the secretary doing? There are a lot more questions that snowbirds have. This is just the beginning. Thank you for your time. Okay, then the next thing I have.
Pat who?
I'm not going to divulge that. It's just Pat.
Anonymous? That's
kind of no. We're stopping. Go ahead with your thing, please.
After the July 10th and July 30th meeting, I put in a request to Bree to update some of the meeting minutes. I was told at that time she could not do as I requested and to call Keith about the situation. I called Keith and asked him why Bree would not fulfill my request. He informed me at that time that the minutes will be updated at the next meeting. I informed him at that time that that is not how the minutes have been updated in the past. Keith told me at that time, this is the way it will be done from now on. What I have here is I decided to do a little investigation. So what I have here for each board member is a proposed approval for the board. The board approved this back, let's see, 3, 4, each pass those down. The board, you might need one more. The board approved these minutes February 24th, 2017, not the minutes they approved how the minutes should be done. According to this, initial draft summarized meeting minutes complete and distribute to Board of Trustees for review, updates, approval, due date, close of business on Wednesday following the Board of Trustees. Board of Trustees feedback on the initial summarized and meeting minutes. Due date, close of business the Thursday following the Board of Trustee minutes. Final draft summarized meeting minutes. Incorporate Board of Trustees feedback into the final draft. Summarize meeting minutes and distribute final for review, updates, and approval. Due dates close of the business Friday. Post final draft summarized meeting minutes to website and distribute to Board of Trustees. Due close of business Monday following the Board of Trustees. Then the board votes to approve summarized meeting from previous Board of Trustee meeting. Post Board of Trustee approved summary meetings to the website. Anyway, this was approved, was brought to a motion, was second, was voted on, and approved on February 24th, 2017. We have been following this even before that. This is the procedure how we do the minutes. Why was I, when I asked to follow this procedure, that I could not? This is an adopted standing procedure and must be followed. No one person on the board has the right to change this procedure. So I'm going to make a motion that we table approving any of these minutes until corrections have been made and the trustees have reviewed the final draft. That is my motion.
This second.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? My discussion.
I don't quite understand what we're going to vote on. Can you just say
we're going to vote on following what was drafted in and approved, which is an approved procedure, February 24th, 2017, that when I came to Brianna and asked her to do some changes to minutes, she told her refused to me because Keith told her not to. That's what we're going to be voting on, to follow this to the letter.
So that tonight's Monday night, and by Wednesday, the minutes are closed for revisions. Is that?
Well, according to this, by the close of business Thursday, anybody that has any updates to any of the minutes, we can review them and we can ask for them to update through Brianna. That is what this says here. And
okay,
then.
Okay, I understand now, Bob.
Okay.
Final draft by Friday.
Yes.
But I'm reading Wednesday, the review updates.
By close of business Wednesday, that the minutes and she'll distribute them to us by the end of close of business on Wednesday. By the close of business on Thursday, she'll have our feedback into the minutes.
Okay.
This, like I said, this was adopted in 2017.
Okay.
We've been following this ever since. Now, all of a sudden, I was shut down because I wanted to follow these minutes. This is an adopted procedure that we must follow.
Okay.
I got it off our website. I got it off the Holiday Park website where it's on the meeting and the minutes.
I have not, I never saw that. I don't go on the website personally, but this is it. I've been the secretary before, I've been chairman before, I've been on the board before, I've been secretary to many, 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 many meetings. At the close of the meeting, and the minutes are transcribed, that transcription comes to me for correction, whatever. It doesn't go to the board until it comes to the board for approval. And it's at that time that any trustee has the right to say, that can be approved with the following corrections, the following additions, the following deletions, whatever, but at a board meeting. You don't walk into the office and talk to Bree or anyone else who does the transcription and expect to make changes, corrections, additions. You're gonna do it, she's gonna do it, they're going to do it? What is that? I then have no idea of what I'm then correcting. That is how it's done. So if you have a problem with any minute, then when it is brought up for, that's when you say, I do not vote for approval, and explain why. But let me go on and tell you that these minutes really, they haven't been done correct in years, if you really want to get down to it, because minutes are supposed to reflect the motion and the passage of that only. You do not have dialogue. You do not have anything else added to it. And I will quote from section 286.011 of the Florida statute. Essentially, minutes are a record of the motions made and the votes taken. You may, if you choose, use transcripts as minutes, but it's not required, and there's certainly no requirement that you transcribe the comments of one or more trustees into the minutes at all.
And I didn't tell Bob he couldn't do it. I said, no, she's not going to change that much, because I was going to talk to Joanne as the secretary. Also, we have changed before the minutes, but it's always been a grammatical correction, a period, a comma, something that is not controversial. If we changed them before, it never was like a paragraph.
Yeah, I disagree with you, because I can show you text messages that I have between Bree and I where I've asked her to insert certain paragraphs, certain words, certain sentences, certain whole paragraphs, and it was done until we got the secretary that's now on the board.
That's
then
correct.
It decided
and
was
that's
changed.
The way it's gonna
but,
stay.
But what we're talking about here, we're talking about a board-approved procedure that has been approved by this board. This is adopted by this board.
I don't remember
This must be followed by this board.
I don't remember.
Any other discussion? Okay, how many vote aye for? Oh, public comment. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. If I could enlighten the board on procedures and so on for just a minute. I've been vice president and president of New England Regional Associations, vice president and president of national associations. I have run numerous meetings with 2,000 and 3,000 people in the room. I wrote up for Cherie something about minutes a while back, and it was sent to the board. Minutes are official written records of a meeting or an organization or a group. They are not transcripts of the proceedings. The minutes should contain a record of what is done, in other words, motions made, passed, or denied. That is it. If somebody wants a transcript, they can get it. They can go listen to it or whatever. Our office staff spends, in the winter, for 2-hour meetings, 2.5 hours, trying to do minutes, most of which are a complete waste of time. They have been inaccurate. They are wrong. Many times, there's a minutes on the wall out there. It says, Bruce Crabb says that the board should give variances. You know I stood up here and said we should do no variances. There was another one when Bob gave the about the raises for the grounds crew. I stood up and said we must do the custodians. Those minutes came out where the Bruce Crabb was against raises being done. The minutes are wrong 90% of the time. A while back when Rod Lindsay was on the board and Mr. Anderson was chairman, we had a budget committee and the board had me stand up and go over the 26 or 7 motions that they made that night. When the minutes came out in the fall, they were all completely screwed up. The board asked Rod Lindsay to go listen to 2.5 hours of tape to write down the motions the way they should be. He came back to the meeting and he agreed with me that most of the motions were wrong. If we have something in place, the board should change it right now. The minute should only contain motions passed or denied. That's it. The minute should be one page. That's it.
Thank you. And also, it isn't that if people want to know what goes on with the minutes or the meetings, we do have recordings and Cherie, what do we keep?
Audio.
Yeah.
People can come into the office to hear, or they can go online on our website. It's full audio of all the minutes. I just want to say something in defense of the office. We try very, very hard to come up with the best possible solution for the minutes, and I really want to work with the board to the best of my ability, and I will enforce whatever you all come up with as a decision. I'm trying to help the best I can, and I'm not trying to be defensive, but I can't enforce something that is not enforceable. You know, give me something to go on. Tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you. I can't do it with all of these oppositions. You know, I have my way of thinking, and you know, does it have to be 10 pages? No. You know, you need to know what the motions were and so on. If there's important issues that maybe need to be put in there, I think it's up to the board to decide. You know, but we're trying to do our job. The assistant is in the office trying to do her job as well. I think if the board gives her, and me for that matter, strict guidelines on how you want the minutes, you will get them done that way. When there's 2 or 3 different ways of doing the minutes, and people are giving different suggestions all the time, it's very, very difficult. So I'm hoping that we can resolve this evening or sometime in the near future so that we can have comprehensive minutes to give you all, and everybody's happy. I mean, that's the bottom line. So.
Yes, so.
I
need to turn it on.
Now, Sal Kersey, 1107 Keystone Court. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But the way I understand it, it has to be according to the Sunshine Law. So if we're going to do everything according to the book, you have to follow the Sunshine Law. You can't get suggestions from this one, this is how we should do it. Another person has another suggestion. Another person has another suggestion. It's written in black and white.
It's not
the Sunshine
Law. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's really not that black and white. Sometimes when you read it, there's so many gray areas. It's difficult to decipher. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do. I see it one time. You know, you see it one way, and it says, "Oh, okay." All you have to do is record the motions and the outcome. Then you see it another way, where if it's an important issue, then that should probably be documented in the minutes. So it's I really think it's up to the board to decide how they want the minutes done, and let's take it from there.
According to the Sunshine Law, when it's an adopted procedure, that's what you must follow.
Perfect. Let's put it in writing and let's enforce it. I have no problem with that.
Unless the procedure is incorrect.
Here's a little problem that I see in the future. Is that right now, we're in the summer. Okay? And I don't like the word snowbird because I used to be one. I'm a resident now. I live here year round. So we don't have that much to discuss. So these meetings have been very, very short. You're new. You're going
to
see when this place fills up, if you're having this much problems now, this is going to go on for 3 and 4 hours. Really, a meeting should be, what do you think, Keith, an hour and 20 minutes?
30 minutes.
So if we're having these type of problems now, with only this much audience, which are homeowners, okay, what's going to happen, you know, November, December, January, when this place is filled, this could go on forever.
Okay.
You know, this is a problem that
should be
taken care of now, nipped in the bud now.
Yeah, you know? Thank you.
Turn it on.
If I hear, it's on the, you can hear the meetings, right, if you go online, right? Audio. What if I didn't say something and it came on that audio? I can't come to the office and correct it?
No.
You mean everybody's going to say, oh, well, Barbara did this,
you
or Barbara
no.
did that?
I'm sorry.
Just a second. Yes, you can come and correct it and bring the message, but it needs to go through Joanne to do that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, because if it can't be corrected.
Okay, so this procedure, if any correction suggestions go to Joanne as the secretary, she should be the gatekeeper, not Brianna. It's
right.
Not her, she doesn't have the background to make those decisions.
And it's done at a meeting when we go to approve the minutes. That's when you make your corrections, your additions, deletions, whatever you want to do as a board member, that's your prerogative.
Because
when it comes up to be approved.
No, I want it before.
Keith, please, I have served as secretary for a political organization of several hundred people. If someone from that board had come to me and said, I don't think that's right, change it, after I had a drink, I would tell them, go away, turn in your resignation right now. You don't change minutes in private. You just don't do it.
No, that's even before they went in front
public.
Of the board.
When minutes are changed in public.
Right.
If someone has
at
a problem
meeting.
With them, bring it up in public and make the change.
That's right. It's done at a board meeting.
Bruce, you got to get up.
I mean, if I
walk 442 Neighborly Court. I missed a very important point on minutes, folks. The minutes should be recorded by the secretary of the board. The president gets the motion, it's seconded. Everybody discusses it. Before it's voted on, the president says, please, secretary, read the exact motion word for word. That's it. That's the motion you're voting on. If we have a procedure in place, I would say let's vote it the hell out and put in a procedure whereby the secretary is responsible for the minutes, not the office. The office staff should not be wasting 3 hours of their time listening to this tape to record minutes that are already done. The motion is supposed to be recorded by the secretary. That's it. Word for word, she records it. The president asks her to read it, and then it's voted on.
If you look at Brianna's job description, it has right in her job description that she records and does the minutes. It's in her job description. And I don't like you yelling out while I'm talking. Excuse
just
me.
Okay, finish, Bob, please. Okay. I push it up. If it isn't up.
Marty Peterson, 1050 Moonlight Court. Trustee cannot go to another trustee and talk to them.
It's breaking the sunshine law.
Because you're violating the sunshine law.
Absolutely.
Because this is something that is coming up to be approved at another meeting.
Absolutely.
So it's a violation right there.
Yep.
It has always been, the minutes were typed out. They were handed to the trustees. They read them. Come into a meeting and you say, are there any changes or corrections? That's when they're corrected.
That's right.
They're done in public. They're not done in somebody's kitchen or saying, well, that's not what I said. I want you to change this. No, that violates the whole thing.
Okay. Anybody else?
So this board has been doing this wrong for years.
No, we have not. We have not, sir.
Okay. Anyway. Let's finish. Any more discussion? Okay, we'll try it.
So let's.
Well, I want her to read. We got to do. We have
to
do the vote.
Procedures as Joanne read from the laws and.
Well, we need to vote on this one. We need to vote on this one first. Joanne, do you have the?
I did not write his motion down. I think it was
the basic.
The procedures as
written.
A year ago, almost 2 years ago,
February 24th.
I think the motion was to accept and use the procedures from February 24th, 2017. I know nothing about these, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask all those in favor of following those procedures, please say aye. All those opposed, same sign. Aye.
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 Okay, so this one was.
You did that backwards.
Yeah.
No. I voted.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We asked, excuse me, the motion was to follow these procedures.
The motion was to accept. You accept the motion or you deny the motion. The motion speaks for itself.
Okay. And we vote, and the motion. Was to follow the procedure.
224-2017. Yeah.
Okay.
He asked for a vote.
Right.
Yes.
Many approved.
And nobody approved.
None.
I did.
Okay.
Because you did it backwards.
Okay.
No,
you get the
not.
Yeas first and the nays later.
Wait just a second. We just.
Anyway.
Okay. Okay, we'll give. I will do the vote again. This time we will. If you vote. You're voting to follow these procedures. Okay, those in favor of following these written procedures in front of you, say aye.
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 All those.
Barbara Whitnick and Helen Ferguson.
Now, when I say the same sign, that means you can say aye instead of nay. Okay. Okay, those who oppose, same sign. All those in against it, the same sign. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, I do.
So I just have one question then.
Just a second. Wait till we get.
My question is, how can we vote against a procedure that's been voted in by the board? That's all I ask.
We're going to try to change it, I think.
We've
yeah,
superseded
Bruce.
It.
I'll give it to you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. My suggestion to the board at this time is to make a motion to do away with the procedures that are already in place to do away with the job description for the secretary in the office, to put in place new procedures to be followed by Robert's Rules of Order, which we've always run our meetings by, and you have a copy of what I wrote, which says the secretary does the minutes. Very, very simple. It's made up 4 or 5 sentences, a motion, 1 page, that's it. Nothing to do with the office. The office doesn't have to do anything. That's my recommendation.
Okay. I'll make my point view here. The secretary is responsible for the minutes. She does not have to write them, but she just has to approve them when they come out. Secretaries can have secretaries to do their work. So, anyway. Does anybody have any want to put a procedure in?
Yeah, I want to answer Bob Shortlich's question about how do we go about. The only thing that takes a majority vote of the residents in this park is when we make a change in our deed restrictions, which is why any trustee that comes on a board, and the board can then make a change in its rules and regulations, its policies, its bylaws. A board can do that. They can make those changes. The only thing a board cannot do is make a change in the deed restrictions. That is done by the majority of residents, Florida residents.
And with a vote.
By a vote, absolutely. Majority vote. We've done that many times here. We have made changes. It's gone beautifully. But any board has the right to make changes in the other things. If they see things differently, things change in 10 years, God knows it's going to, sure they can make changes. That's the board's prerogative.
So my next question is this procedure in place? It's been voted and adopted,
We just negated it. It was just negated by your motion.
No, that was for these minutes. That you didn't negate that whole thing, no.
Absolutely we did.
Okay.
Okay, does anybody have any suggestions right now, or do you want to study on the minutes?
I don't know that you need a motion. We need to write clear, concise procedures based on what Joanne just read. The minutes will be clear, motion this, motion that, and whether she takes Brianna's or she chooses to do her own, she's taking the important stuff. The whole conversation since June 25th have been posted on the web. So anybody, wherever they are in the whole wide world, clicks on that WAV file and they can sit there for however long it takes and listen to every conversation that took place. That's why I agree with what she just read. She's responsible for a motion and whether it passes and the results, not Bruce Crabb got up and said this, da 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 da. There were pages and pages of minutes at one time that said that, and that was.
Do you want to read that again,
correct.
Joanne?
Yeah.
You want to read that again, what she's talking about, so on the minutes?
What you read in the beginning.
Oh.
And that's the Florida statute.
Yes.
That's the law. This is the law.
According to Section 286.011, the Florida statute, which it is the governing public meetings and records. A verbatim transcript is not required. Essentially, the minutes are a record of the motions made and the votes taken, agenda items that were discussed. You may choose to do so, use a transcript as minutes, but it's not required, and there certainly is no requirement that you transcribe the comments of one or more trustees into the minutes unless that is otherwise the board's policy. And we have not made that a policy, and it shouldn't be.
And so are you...
If people need to hear what comments are made, again, you have an audio, they can hear that then. If they need to hear more discussion, they can listen to it themselves. But it doesn't get put into verbatim or what anybody once said should not be in there. I mean, when I came on, you had minutes that were, 14 pages long. I tried to make it that so that it was condensed down to maybe 1 or 2. Even this is too long, but it's been condensed. And if it's an error, I apologize. But it doesn't matter, right? If, in fact, we decide that you want to see minutes with just a motion on it, I can do that, and I will do that. I don't know that anybody taking my job will do that. It's not easy, and you've got to have a computer or whatever and be able to do that. So if that's the way you want to do it, fine. I would not change Bree's job description just yet because I don't know how long I will be able to do this entire job. So that is my question. You can all have a comment on that.
I guess my comment would be here to follow the procedures of the law you mentioned. Could you read that for me again and then somebody make a motion if they wish?
I got another question.
Just the law.
Keith, oh, go ahead.
Just a second. Let her.
A verbatim transcript is not required. Essentially,
I meant the number.
Oh, the section is 286.011, the governing public meetings and records. Okay. The minutes are a record of the motions made and the votes taken. Agenda items could be included with that too. I'll see how I feel and how long I can stay up to do it.
Minutes by parliamentary procedure are done.
And they can.
You may, and I would like to see include.
This is El Babaj, truthfully.
Any board may, and I would like to see included in those minutes when there is a motion after discussion. The motion was approved or denied. Somebody who wants more than that can go and find it. So that somebody knows there was a discussion of an agenda item or of a motion. If they then want it, they can go to the website and find it. But you need by law to have the motion and whether or not, and the second and whether or not it was passed. By courtesy to your organization, you need just a little more, not 10 pages.
Well, we're going to have to go backtrack, too, because, quite frankly, I had Bob Shortledge's motion, but I don't remember anybody seconded it. Was it Barbara?
Yeah,
it was Barbara.
Barbara.
No, it was not me.
No.
Helen Ferguson?
No, what?
You second Bob's motion earlier?
The original motion.
Yes.
Helen, maybe I do have it.
Can I make a motion?
Just a second.
Let's clear it up.
Yeah, we also need, other than just following that, how the corrections will be made. Okay? Did you want?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we follow the letter of the law on how the meeting minutes are transcribed.
I second that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
What? Which law?
The law that she just read.
It's given you.
It's a term. Okay. It's used. The term minutes as used in section 286.011 of the Florida statute. That's what it is. A section of the Florida statute.
That's a law.
Which we should be following.
Statutes is a law.
Because we are.
Okay. Change the word law to statutes and
okay.
Let's go with it.
So we're going to follow this section.
Yes.
Okay. This past week, I got June 25th, July 10th, July 30th, August 15th, and August 27th. Those are the ones we got to vote on?
If you choose to do that tonight, yes. That's what we've been asked to do.
But the thing is this going to be par for the course to get everything all at once like that?
But did we have meetings after that?
No, but to...
Well, how are you going to approve if you don't have a meeting?
Well, I think... On July 30th, we could have voted for these two.
We could have.
Why didn't we?
Well, there's a question, isn't it?
Why didn't we? We did table approval.
We tabled them, the approval. We did bring them, but they were tabled.
So we have all the ideas.
We didn't have it.
Still, this is
okay.
Was my motion second?
Not yet, but we'll get to it.
So we have a motion following that section of the
Well, I think it's up to everyone here to decide what they want to do. It says clearly, if you choose to put these other issues in the minutes, you can. So it's up to the board to decide if that's how they wanted the minutes presented to the community. Do you want other issues in the minutes, or do you want just the motions? It clearly said that, Joanne, with what you said. It said, if you choose to, you can have these other items in your minutes. So what is it? Is the board going to make a motion now that we include what? What part of the conversation or what part of the board meeting? If Brianna's going to continue to do this, we need this crystal clear. We need this really.
I think the minutes are still Joanne's responsibility to turn into Bree what she wants put in the minutes. When we other board members will get the minutes, once they are typed up unapproved, they will figure out what they want to put in it or not put in it, and then bring it to the next meeting, and it will be voted on whether that will be put in.
Okay, just so that I'm crystal clear on this, when Brianna gets the minutes and types them up, they will have already been written, and that is she's just going to follow whatever she is given, and she's not going to listen to the audio. She's just going to get whatever the board gives her to print, and that's going to be the minutes. Instead of her listening to the tape over and over with the headphones on, or we could get text to voice, but we need to have some kind of continuity.
Well, the thing is, if he would just follow Joanne or the secretary, I'll put it that way. The secretary is saying she can listen to them, but she just copies down the motions and approval. She just picks out the things.
Now that
but I don't know. That's up to Joanne.
I'm confused. Now I just got two answers. I need to have precise procedures on how the minutes are to be prepared so that we can prepare them to the best of our ability with the direction from the board.
Joanne, do you have a comment on that?
I think we have to follow this, and I think it should be just the motions. The motion stated clearly with the vote and of those approved, and that's it.
And that's fine. If you can submit that to us in writing, then we will be more than happy to get those to you ASAP, Wednesday, by Wednesday morning.
And then Joanne will get the results from Bree, cross-check.
What she's saying is she doesn't want to listen. She does not going to have Bree listen to the recording at all. We have to give her the signal. And I'm thinking we could have Bree listen.
Just record the motions and the that's it. That's fine. Then she
and then you
Joanne
then Joanne gets
cross-check
to prove
it
and say this is correct or make changes.
I'll be making it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I think what we need to do is forget everything at this point.
We have a treasurer who does the treasury. The office does not do the treasury. The secretarial work should be done by the secretary of the board, not by the office. This is not working.
I think what Cherie is asking for and what I think I would like to see, and I think that
Joanne
and the treasurer are saying the same thing. Let's save 2.5 hours of time in the office and not bother listening to the tapes. That's my opinion. Let the secretary record the motion, which she has to read back to the board before they vote on it. She types it up, that's it, she gives it to the office. That's the end of it. No listening to the tapes, no wasting anybody's time. The secretary's job on the board is to write the minutes. That's it. If it consists of 5 sentences for the motion, that's all there is. If they want to listen to the transcript, they can listen to it. I would suggest the board make a motion right now to change the procedures we have in place. The office should not do the minutes. They should not be listening to the tapes. The secretary writes the motions down. That's the minutes.
Thank you. Do we have any other discussion on the board?
Before we motion again, I mean, Joanne, what's easier for you? You have the work. Is it free listening just did the motions and you cross-check, or if you just do it? If they're short, whatever's easier for you, you have to do the work.
Right. I'll write the motions. I'll bring them into the office. She'll put it on letterhead, right?
Motion,
give you
seconds, levels. And approvals.
Right.
It's, you know.
But
okay.
That's what I'm doing.
We have a motion
again,
on the floor.
I can't say that somebody else is going to come in and do that, too. That's
well
why I'm saying to you.
Later.
You have to think
that's
long and hard about that.
Entails,
but have at it.
That makes the job better. Okay.
All right.
So we do have a motion on the floor.
Yes,
but we
do.
Didn't have a second to it.
Follow the statute.
Right.
The motion was to follow the statutes according to
the
letters of the law.
Section right of the Florida statute for all future holiday park minutes.
I second it.
Okay.
I thought I second it.
Any other discussion?
Well.
Marty Peterson, 1050, Moonlight Court.
Can't hear you.
Right now, I think you people have a problem. You've made a motion. Now you're making another motion.
No, we
didn't. No,
the same
we're going to back. They wanted to make a motion, but we said no. We got to go back to the first.
That's right.
It's the same motion that we made, amending the way the minutes are going to be.
But you already had one vote on.
We had one to.
Now you're having another. Now you're having another one.
This is,
this is something that has not been advertised. People don't know what's going on at this meeting. And now you're going to have people saying, well, wait a minute, they changed this stuff and we didn't know anything about it. I think you may be a little out of order.
I don't know about our order, but I understand what you're saying.
I think what you should do is just drop it tonight, schedule it for the next meeting, discuss it, and come up with a plan and then vote on it.
Hey, please.
We've just finished
please,
it. Don't
please
we vote
people.
On this and we're done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's keep it. I know it's a discussion, but we have to keep it.
Okay, we have
order.
A motion and a second. We need to take a vote.
Okay, then we're going to read the motion.
Future minutes of the Holiday Park Board of Trustees will be following Section 286.000 of the Florida statutes. That was the motion, seconded by Kendra Bender.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say the same, aye.
No, you opposed.
Can I just explain why I made the second motion? I made the first motion, the board did not want that. So I decided, okay, I'm gonna back up a little bit. Then I decided when Joanne decided that this is the way she wanted to do it, I wanted to participate on this board. So that's why I made the motion to do exactly what the board wanted.
Thank you. My point, I guess, is why I would like us to be a little more detailed with our following the laws, but yet be a little more specific on who what. I know it's gone. I'm just.
And that would be my discretion.
It's
yeah.
at Joanne's discretion.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, going on. Now
you've got the approval of these minutes.
Okay, we have the motion to, or we have these minutes to approve in front of us. I'm hoping you mean by now on minutes created from now, but anyway.
No, these have to be approved.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to just take this. One by one. We'll go with the June 25th, 18. Does anybody have any? Can I get a motion that they be approved? Because we have to approve them second, and then we make corrections.
I move to approve the minutes of June 25th, 2018.
Second. Can I get a second to the meeting?
I second.
Can't talk
I know, okay. Now, does anybody have any discussion on these minutes? No discussion? Everybody that approves, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Next, I'm going to ask for a show of hands. Since we're not going to get unanimous, I want a number. Just we'll go back again. All those in favor, raise your right hand. We have five of them. Opposed? One.
Yes, I have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one, July 10th, 2018. Can I get a motion?
I have a...
No, I need a motion before we can correct.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the minutes of the July 10th, 2018 meeting.
A second?
Thank you.
Can I get a second? Can I get a second? We're not going to have a motion here. We don't have a second.
How do you do it when you got mistakes on it?
Well, we'll do it after the second.
Second.
You want a second?
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion on the minutes? Yes.
Yes. In number five, it says discussion 250 Holiday Park Boulevard when explaining about the carport. Up at the very first line, it says screen room, and then down at the very end, it says carport. They're two different things, but actually... No, it's one thing, but it's written up as two different things. It's on the very top.
Right. So
see it? Just
they lost their carport?
Yeah, they lost the carport.
Yeah.
It wasn't a screen
room. It wasn't a screen room.
Okay, that's a correction you're making.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Anybody else, any corrections? Okay, though all who approve of this meeting, say, or raise your right hand if you approve of these minutes.
With correction.
Yeah.
All those opposed?
One.
Okay. The meet. Do I need to have them say aye?
No. Yeah, I should.
You need to have your full board vote.
Well,
you are not allowed to abstain.
Well, the thing is, he wasn't part of the meeting.
It doesn't matter. He's got the minutes. He can read. You need to vote.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. He would vote whether you're part of the meeting or not, I guess.
I don't think
anyway, okay. Yes, he voted yes. So put in, add one more.
So we only had one opposed.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Next one, have we done the July 30th
no,
one?
July
no, okay.
30th.
July 30th, you have a motion.
Sure, why not? I make a motion, we approve the minutes of the meeting of July 30th,
2018. You have a second.
Somebody
seconded. Okay, we seconded. Jack seconded. Any discussion on this minute? All those in favor, say aye and raise your right hand.
Aye.
We had
can I
all opposed?
Can I just bring up one thing? I'm sorry. I just saw it here. I just have a question. When there's a letter that is supposed to be that's attached to the minute are supposed to be attached to the minutes. It wasn't attached. We did not see it in there, but I know that it was read.
What letter are you talking about? Where is it?
Okay.
Six.
I've lost it now because I forgot to put my yellow thing down here.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, but I can't find it.
Okay,
just
let's go on.
Just it was a question.
Okay. If it says attached in the minutes, does it need to be attached to the minutes, Joanne? Do you know?
Yeah, but
yes.
Okay. If it says attached, we'll find the letter and attach it. Okay, next one is August 15th, meeting 2018. Can I have a motion that they be accepted?
I think I have a new job. Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we approve the minutes of August 15th, 2018.
I second it.
Thank you.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. The and then the final one for August 27th of 2018. Give Joanne a chance to catch up.
I move that we approve the minutes of August 27th, 2018.
Okay, thank you. Second?
I second it.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Okay. Now, that takes care of that. Treasurer's report.
Oh, Keith, give me just one minute.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just a note for the board members. In order to second a motion, you don't have to like it. If you want to talk about it, just say you second for discussion, and then nobody can accuse you of going one way or the other.
Yeah.
But you can't talk about it
what?
If it doesn't have a second.
Yeah, you don't even need to be for it to make the motion.
That's what I'm saying. Just
to make the motion, just so we can get in discussion. Okay. Treasurer's report.
Moving along. Usually the treasurer's report is the second meeting of the month, but I went along with it. For now on, they will, to make sure everything's in the books. You have two sheets in front of you. One is a detailed loan analysis. One is our summary year-to-date profit and loss. Before we talk about that, I'll tell you about cash. We have $1,299,732 in cash. $82,800 is in our operating account. $1,132,512 is in the TD fixed rate. $410 in petty cash. And in our SBA savings account is $84,005. By the way, the SBA savings account is a governmental, it's kind of a money market account that is approved and ran by the Florida state government, and the five people running that fund are all certified financial planners. Okay, on our loans, we're down to a total of $509,219, and after starting with a pretty $2.6 million. As discussed during the budget period, loan number one, the 5455, should be paid off by May of 2019. At the time we did the budget, we decided not to overpay, to put that $7,600 a month we're paying on this one to the other two accounts, because our loan balances are pretty low, and we'll use it for other things. So that's the loans. Now we look at our summary profit and loss. What's very nice to see, if you look at our assessments for the year, we're over budget by $65,000. And I am pretty comfortable saying that we will get no more assessments this fiscal year. September's our last month. As of last month, we collected $133 in assessments. I don't know how, but I think there are people that can make payments on their property taxes. I don't see a lot of new money. Our other revenue is up over budget by $6,300, and our other revenue consists of interest income, which is up, and that's a lot of that SBA account.
and we've got our laundry and our service revenue, the small amount that we get, that we were getting, the 25-cent copies and this and that. Now, if you look at the summary of expenses, we're doing quite well. We are under budget at this time, $197,000. Now, being a government, the goal's zero, but I'd rather be under than over. I estimate this month we'll spend about $100 in regular expenses, okay? And a little more because we still have some of the capital outlay that we planned, which is taking longer. For example, the bocce court, the audio visual, and so that everybody knows, if we don't spend it all in September, we can reserve it so that it's still reserved in the following year. And we've still got $5,000 of beautification money to spend, which we could put for a little more tree removal if we wanted to. I still have to get a treasure report. The Silver Bismarck, Palm House hasn't gotten any new ones from West Palm Beach yet. So, in other words, we're doing well. We're very financially healthy, and we've got a nice-looking financial statement. There's no surprises, and we've got a nice-looking balance sheet. Any questions?
Anybody from the board, any questions?
Do we have to make a vote tonight to put that money into reserve?
No. Okay, basically the reserve happens once we do the audit. We do the audit adjustments, and if we have extra money, I want the auditors to suggest that exact transaction. I'll speak with them. And I don't know if it has to be board approved, because we've already approved the expenditures, and it's an audit adjustment.
And that audit is going to start when?
I haven't contracted them. I will this week. They did it last year, the end of October. We had a quick audit, and I'd like an earlier audit than a late audit.
Anybody else? Anybody from the audience? Okay, anybody? Motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I make a motion. We approve the treasurer's report.
I second it.
And we have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that was unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next thing is the trustees' reports. Now, we've always had reports on projects, and I guess what I would like to do, but we won't do it this time, but next time I'm probably going to move the trustees' reports to the bottom, because I would like you, if any trustee not only has a report on something, but a concern of any kind, to bring it to the board, because we really can't talk about things outside of here, and so it's better to do that. So I'd like to do that. Today I'll leave it where it is, but next time I think I'll move it to the end of the businesses, so we have a little more knowledge. Do you have anybody have anything you want to talk about?
I have a thought and a suggestion. As I said, capital outlay, we haven't spent it all, and we should, but by the next meeting, there'll be more September postings. This is why you don't do the meeting at first. And I'll have anybody that wants to reserve something that we haven't previously reserved, like, we need a golf cart. We don't?
No, as a matter of fact, we're getting a free one. Not free, but insurance is going to replace our golf cart.
Okay,
but
okay.
That was just
an
example.
That's
an
example. If there's any other things to discuss next meeting, capital outlay, let's put it on the table, and we'll know exactly where we are financially. Exactly.
Now, you're asking for that at the next meeting or now?
The next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, think about it, because it's better to spend the money in September.
Okay.
I don't know better, but it's good.
And I'm
too.
Not stopping anybody from making a suggestion. No, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
So because we said, anybody else want to say anything?
I have a question. You know the bridge that goes to the parking lot to here, where people got to walk all the way around? Is that still on the agenda, or was it voted on?
Didn't.
I don't think it was brought up.
It was a wish.
Yeah, I had that in mind, and I'm still working on the bridges, and also I have something else when it comes my turn.
Because I know that a lot of people are having difficulty walking.
I suggested that at, I think, the first meeting I attended, but it never went any further.
No, that's what I'm
saying. I know
Bob
has been working on some bridges and stuff.
Well,
we
the bridge is back there.
Yeah.
This bridge is very important to people that can't breathe.
Okay, we'll get that.
We'll revisit the wish list, that project list. I'll print it out.
Yeah, I have two big projects coming up. One is the bridges. I'm still getting estimates on that.
That's
I'm not sure
we
how we're
going
to do that one yet, because I haven't really figured it out. I'm probably going to have to get a contractor to come in to build one there, right? Because the other ones that we have for the pond down at the bottom, those are prefabbed bridges. We can buy them outright, but I think this one is going to have to be built by a contractor.
Just
so we're going to need money for that.
Ballpark under $5,000?
No.
Oh,
definitely not.
Under 10.
Yeah.
Under
probably
10.
Around 10 or so. It all depends.
Well,
I can't even estimate how much that one's going to cost.
Can it go on the
okay.
agenda for next
okay.
meeting?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Put it on the
okay.
agenda.
Okay. And then the second one is I'm still working on that. The compound, the storage compound, the second storage compound.
That was like 70.
I need two more bids to come in, and then I'll be able, I'm going to hopefully bring that to the table at the next meeting.
It's a good time to vote the next meeting.
Yeah, and like I said, that's going to give us around 26 new spaces. I'm also going to bring a visual of how it's going to be laid out. We'll do that, and then we'll also go back and revisit the old one and relay it out so we have more room for bigger mobile homes and not mobile homes, whatever.
Travel
trailers and stuff like
yeah.
that up there. This one will be for the smaller one. That one, the old one will be for the bigger ones. So
okay.
it'll be about 26 new spaces.
Okay,
that'll
anybody else?
Good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, as you know, we've been discussing the audio system in here, and it just
please, just a second.
It gets more
people,
and more
we need to have it quiet. Thank you.
Okay, we've been discussing the audio system. It gets more and more complicated. We've had several companies in here, and basically it boils down to this. No matter what equipment we buy, no matter how much we spend, nothing is going to improve unless we change the acoustics in here, whether it's dropping the ceiling, padding those walls, but there's too much wood that bounces off or whatever. And that is the professional opinions of three very reputable companies. So we're back to thinking about another very expensive job if that's going to be done. And that, I think we were leaning towards looking to dropping the ceiling, putting acoustics, modernizing this whole thing, getting rid of this type of lighting, whatever. But we don't have a dollar figure on that one yet either. So that was the latest thing we had to come up with.
Okay. Anybody else? Yes.
What I'd like to do is redo the library. Joanne and I have spoken to some people and enclose the puzzles, just make it more modern. Put a nice couch, love seat, a couple of chairs, have it easy so if somebody wants to go in and watch TV, you're having a fight with your spouse, you know, whatever. Just, no, I'm just saying. It's a nice, comfortable place, and it can be very beautiful. It's not a whole lot of money. Just kind of redoing that, getting new furniture for the lobby. Also, I'll have this in writing for the next meeting for you.
Yep.
Replacing all of these doors. I understand these doors were replaced. However, this door coming into the rec room and then the doors on both entrances to the clubhouse need to be replaced. The panic bar apparatus, we can use that. It's in good shape. That goes along with the door going into the billiard room and so forth in the whole building. It's not a cheap fix, and we're not going to do that. We need to get some nice, modern, heavy-duty doors, you know, maybe some with glass. I will have some bids for you, and we can all talk about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Now, you're asking for things to be written up next time more, right?
Well, dollar figures come in.
Yeah.
I mean, these are nice ideas and stuff, but we need to get
right.
We can
vote on a ballpark if it's under
yeah.
5,000. We don't need the three bids, but I think we already approved the library, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so go for it.
I don't think we put a money amount on there, did we?
Ten.
Was that
anybody else on the trustees? Anybody?
Yeah.
Went real quick, yeah.
Check, check.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, anybody else, trustee? Okay, let's keep moving on because they're getting a little longer here. Old business, mostly I have just talking about the contractors, and if Sheree wants to step in, we can. But we had the concrete, you can tell the sidewalks are getting done, okay, so that's on the progress. The security system, Sheree, why don't you talk about the Space Coast, what the consultant?
Okay, all of the components have been ordered. It's not really expensive. As I reported in my last report, they did give us a 25% discount. They're looking to do some work for us in this big room. So I said, well, if you want to do this, you better show us some good faith and give us a discount. And they did. So we're working on that. We're replacing the monitors. One's going to be put into the guardhouse. One will be in the maintenance room here so they can see everything that's going on. And, of course, one will be in my office. That's all those components are ordered right now. So that should be fixed and hopefully done by the next board meeting. Sidewalks are concrete has been ordered. Bob went through with the contractors, and they, if you'll see, you'll see all the orange and arrows and so forth on the sidewalks. They sprayed them all to reflect where they're going to be replaced and repaired. I'm calling Sunshine utility detectors to find out where the lines are so they don't run into cable or ATT lines. So that's a job in itself, and now I know why they gave it to me because it's going to take a good couple of hours for them to get all the measurements from every area so that they can go to every area to find out if there's utilities. That's another one.
Barefoot services?
Barefoot services, no. That's going to be the bocce ball court. Engineer is done. Applications are being picked up, so the bocce ball overhang will be done. Again, I mentioned in my report, we're replacing the gutter on the right side of the club, the building coming in. There's a downpour, and it just undermines all the mulch and so forth there in that area. So we're going to fix that up.
Okay, commercial electric?
Commercial electric, our lighting should be in, so that should be done any day now.
Island pressure?
Pressure washer, well, I was going to address that at the next meeting. I'll try to...
No, just say we lost them.
We lost our guy. I think he got a little bit panicked, and it was a little bit overwhelming for him because of the size of the job.
So we're looking for somebody. We'll have him next time.
We're going to have to find someone, which I already have, and we'll discuss this at the next board meeting as well.
Okay.
We would have to have rented
tanks
and hoses and so forth. And
we'll discuss this later. Okay. I mean, we don't need to go into a lot. I just wanted to catch everybody up a little bit. They are being worked on, and they are progressing. Okay. Any other old business anybody wants? Okay, those are just projects going on. The new business, the first thing I have, Sheree has got her 90 days done, and so we need to do a performance review. And it says the board is in charge of the, or is her consultant, and I guess I might be the person, but I want the whole board to do this. So I've made out these performance reviews I'm going to pass out to everybody. I would like you to write on there what you do in each category. We did this last year. We rated them according to one was excellent, two was good, and so forth. And I want each of you to meet with Sheree privately to go over her with your report, and then she gets the comment. She doesn't get to change it, as you can look it up. She'll get the comment. But that way you each have one. I do not want to do her
performance in front of an audience. But we will give you a summary of how the performance came out. We will give you the numbers in each category, how we thought she did, and the total. But it won't be anything personal to answer, but I want these from each of you. Now, the other thing I guess I would like to know, can we do this at the next meeting, or do we need a special meeting to do that? I mean, if we're just given the numbers and report. Next meeting? Okay. And then, therefore, I need these back probably by Monday or Tuesday so I can compile the numbers and give. I'm not going to read your report and say, well, this Joanne gave her a 6 on this, you know. But I will read what everybody averaged each category up and what we thought totally. Okay. So why don't you go ahead and anybody have any questions on what I'm doing here? Does anybody have any disagreement?
Exact due date, Keith. What? Monday or Tuesday. Give me a due date.
Tomorrow.
If you say Monday or Tuesday, it'll be Tuesday night, maybe.
That's fine. Tuesday's fine with me. I have till the next.
Which Tuesday?
The 18th.
Okay. Yeah, 18th. And you can, now, you've got an envelope here. You can put my name on it, seal it, and put it and have turn it into the office. They'll put them into my box. Remember, these must be signed by you and Cherie that she has seen them. There is a place for her to comment. Here you go. Is there, you need any more? You got enough. Okay. Anyway. I just feel this is the most, because it says the board is their supervisor, and I think this is the best way to do it. And I do not want to do it in front of people, but I do want to give them a summary of what we did. Anyway, so if nobody has any objections and everybody agrees with that, we'll just go on then. And Cherie, you get to do the next job, talking about the golf cart.
Well, I'm sure you all have heard and probably have seen the pictures of our poor little golf cart. It definitely bit the dust. I did call the insurance company, and we have one portion of our policy goes up to $15,000. It's a $500 deductible, so it definitely is in our best interest to replace the golf cart through our insurance. It is not going to affect our insurance for next year. So I don't know how she's going to evaluate it. We don't have any paperwork. There's no record of the purchase of it. There's no price. I just said it was wonderful. It got me from point A to point B. We have 31 acres here. I drove it every day twice. That's all I had to tell them, and I just had no backup paperwork. So I just mentioned the batteries themselves were probably worth $700, and you guys know who have batteries in your golf carts. Those are very expensive. So in addition to the cost of the golf cart, they'll be giving us compensation for the batteries. They won't replace my glasses, which is okay. And we did have some signage because every day I was replacing a sign here and a sign there. So most of them are still in my trunk. However, I did have a few stop signs and some speed limit signs, maybe totaling $100. So they're not going to cover those or my glasses, but we are going to get a good lump sum of money for the golf cart, and I'm going to see what they offer us. What I might do is buy two golf carts. I don't need a 2018 golf cart, okay? A 2014, 2012 would be just fine for here. And I'm thinking about buying one for the grounds guys, because their golf cart is in really bad shape. So I'm thinking about splitting the difference and having one here and one there. I'm going to wait to see how much they give us, and then we can, mine will be better, of course, but we'll wait and see how much they give us, and then we'll get two golf carts. We'll get, like, really serious, we'll have Holiday Park airbrushed on the front and make it real sweet. But I'm pretty sure we can get two golf carts out of this. And that's all I have. I'll have more figures and money actually by tomorrow, but I'll report it at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Sounds like that she can handle this without any vote. So just let her do that. Okay, any other new business? Okay, let's go to public comments, please. Thank you.
it working? Yeah, okay. Bob Sullivan.
Bob Solofini, 420 Holiday Park. Before you start my 3 minute clock, you guys never took a road call. Okay? I just wanted to let you know that. You didn't take a road call.
Yes, we did.
No, no. He went from reading that card to Bob.
No, she took a road call.
Sir, I took the road call.
Yeah, she took a roll call.
Okay. All right, stop my clock. In 1983, our deed restrictions were created. I got the original deed restrictions there. We made that gentleman a 250 Holiday Park replace his carport. Fine. He did by the law. We got over 20 houses in here that are violating the carport restrictions. It states here, no driveway or carport shall be allowed in front of a unit. Carport and driveway must accommodate two vehicles and no cement poured on both sides of the driveway. And it says here, driveway and carport shall, no driveway, that's the same one. Okay. We had a revision in 2001, and it says here that the carport may be turned into a sunroom unless provisions are made for the parking of the two vehicles in the driveway by widening it. Under the dictionary says sunroom is a room with large windows and at times possibly a glass roof, large glass windows to allow sunlight in, and possibly a glass roof. We got carports in here that aren't carports. We got carports turned into screen rooms. It's against the regulations. And like I said before, it's on the revision, it tells you that it's got to be at least 22 feet wide and 18 feet long. And you cannot pour cement. You have to have blocks, pavers.
Pavers, yeah. Yeah,
my question is, why did we discriminate against that gentleman when we got all these other violators? I just want to know why.
Basically, the reason we did it at that time, because he was asking us for something, so we could make a requirement on him. I agree, there's some variances or stuff that have happened. If they come up for sale or if they are going to rent them, then we have some power. Otherwise, we're going to have to go to a lawyer and do a lot to do that. If you see somebody doing something without asking, report them, and the ACC tries to shut them down.
My concern is the existing problems.
I know. And
you got the bamboo guy there. His carport is blocked off. He parks his car on his second truck on the sidewalk. That's been going on.
I know. And I see it. And
the people right there on Center Lane, the whole carport's a screen room. No carport. It states in the bylaw, in the deed restriction, every unit must have a carport.
They say they have a carport in the driveway. And from what I understand, again, ACC has allowed them to put in screen rooms or sunrooms as long as they leave enough space in front of the screen.
It's not a sunroom.
The ACC.
The change was made for a sunroom.
Okay.
That is not a sunroom.
Well, that's what the ACC is allowing. They're giving variances on that.
The ACC doesn't know the regulations.
Yeah, but they can give variances. Variances is a
stipulation. Well, why don't we have deed restrictions if people can say, oh, it's okay for you, but not you?
Because you have to, you have to have a,
because
you have to have a good reason to give the variance. So I mean that's what we're doing. And our problem right now, I agree that there's some that need to be changed, but we can't go there and take them out. We can't go and move their stuff. We got to do it legally, and that's going to be a bunch of money.
And let's get off our rear ends and get it done.
Well, they're not going to get the lawyer to do it. the way we have a little power is just like when he wanted to rent that again. He wouldn't have had to put that up, or he was supposed to put it up, but there would have been no way for us to get him to get that, excuse me, without spending a bunch of money, get him to put that carport up. The problem is he had to get a new renter in there, and we wouldn't approve a renter until he did get it fixed. That gave us some power. And that's what we're trying to work on.
I agree with that, but why did you pick only him out of all these other 20?
Because nobody else is trying to rent or sell their place yet.
So the deed restrictions only come into effect if you're trying to sell your house, right?
That's the only time we can enforce stuff sometimes without getting a lawyer. At least that's what I've been finding. I mean, just look up, we have 206 over here. How long have we been trying to get people out of there? I mean, that's what we're running into. And maybe we can do something like that. But that's our biggest thing is we go talk to them. We try to convince them that they're doing this. But unless you're ready to file legal.
I just feel it's who you know.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for coming. Yeah.
Connie Quisley. 155 Holiday Park Boulevard. My question is, what is the update on 206 Holiday Park? I see the back, the shed's open again, the TV's gone, the child's bicycle's out there, there's a inner tube for a child, whether they're swimming at the pool, I don't know, but what is the update?
It's with the lawyer, right?
How long is that gonna take?
Okay, the bottom line is it is going to go into, if this continues, we have to document. We have to somehow, after hours, we have to document if that child is there. The only other thing, and this is public knowledge, the only other thing we can do, which is a last resort, is to get DCF involved. If the child is living there, the child is living there illegally. I don't know if DCF can handle that. However, DCF can't handle it if there's motorcycles in and out of there and there's men laying in the middle of the driveway. Mm-hmm. Okay? We can get DCF to deal with that and remove the child. We're trying to do it legally. We're trying to do it diplomatically. Nobody wants to see a kid go into foster care. However, they need to go by the rules. She knew that when she moved in here, when her husband passed away and started moving all the kids in, move yourself. If you have kids, grandkids, great kids, great grandkids, you have to move. That's the bottom line. So this is not going to take a day. It's been going on for a very long time. I think we have progressed quite well in the past several weeks, and it's just going to be a patience thing. You know, when we start playing hardball and they start getting the letters again, I think finding them right now is nothing. They just don't see it. But when they start getting letters to appear at in court, and when they're held in contempt of court for not appearing, and there's a warrant put out for their arrest, I think they're going to take it seriously. So it's just we really have to be patient. Eventually, they will get out. I'm saying probably hopefully within 6 months. And they're hanging themselves right now by having this repeat thing go on. Now it's a motorcycle. Now it's a different car. We are documenting. However, I'm not asking everybody to drive by and invade their privacy, but if you see something unusual when I'm not here, please try to document it. If you have your cell phone, just happen to click a picture, well, that's fine too. But we need all to work together on this, and that's where we are right now.
Sal Kersey, 1107 Keystone Court. Before you became park manager, approximately, I don't know, a year or a year and a half ago, the board voted that all of the mobile units, they're not trailers here, have to have skirting on them, okay? Now, what we did was, with the board, they asked people that are residents here to send letters out to the residents, which are 700 different units in here. Some live in Canada, some live in Maine, they're all over the United States. which was really not a registered letter, which don't count. Some of the people have gone through, and I've done quite a bit of skirting myself. Here's the thing. In about 2 months, this place is going to be really picking up, okay? What about the people that spent $1,400, $1,800, $1,600 to put the skirting up? Are you just going to table it? You can't, because you voted on it. Once you voted on it, you got to go through with it, and you got to enforce it. It's not fair to the people that spent the money on the skirting, okay, which I don't know why it was passed in the first place, because those decorative blocks that are under these trailers have been here for about 40 years, okay? But it was passed by this board, okay? So it's not fair to the people that spent the money and had the skirting put on, or wire, which looks terrible to me, okay? So what's going to happen here is this is going to be a quagmire, okay? And that's going to be on your shoulders. It's going to be worse when you see all the people here. So I believe you just told me, you know, and you know, okay. I wish you the best, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it was you when you spent the money, then all you're saying is, well, now we're not going to enforce it. Well, you know, I would be a little bit mad, too.
So okay, thank
you. Thank you for hearing me.
Marty?
Marty Peterson, 1050 Moonlight. A little update on 465 Holiday Park, the Bamboo Man. That was worked on in 2006 when Meredith was here. It's been a problem. It went to the attorney. It was ready for a court case, ready to be taken to court when Mr. Anderson got here and conveniently lost two boxes of files on all the violations that were in here. And they finally, 2 years ago, somebody finally did, we finally dug out the bamboo in the front yard. That was part of it. The sides of his house are like it was when Meredith was here. Trash, potting vases, all kinds of junk sitting out in the yard, a trailer on one side of the house. I was there the other day. It's in and out every weekend. Did you check the rear plate on that truck and the driver? Is it registered?
It's a continuing.
Police say that after 10 days with no plates, it's subject. I know it is. It's months. Good.
Yeah. Thank you, Marty.
She's on top of it.
Go ahead. Just commenting. Go on up, Betty. Just comment. Yes, we're trying to work on stuff, but it just takes a lot of time and it's a lot real frustrating.
Betty Reynolds, 351 Holiday Park. As most of you know, I was the clerk at the election. I want to thank you so much for all the help we had, especially you. I don't know what we would have done without you lifting all those heavy things for us.
That's all right.
I mean,
you
when
let
there's
me vote.
Only
you let
only
me vote
women
three
working
times.
Out, well, we have to work around it. So it really helped out. And this is what I received in on the email. This came from the main election office. And with it, it sent a note saying that Brevard County had a turnout of 31.24% of voters. But I want you to know that we had more here in the park than 31%. Because at our highest count in the presidential election, we have like 300 people come to vote. And we had over 150 at this last primary.
Well, thank you.
So we did real well.
Thank you for all your work. We appreciate it very much. Okay, board people, any comments? Oh, did you have a? Oh, okay.
I'll be here to open.
We'll know about it. We'll know about it this time. We'll have a meeting some other night.
We'll
we'll take care of it. Okay. Bruce, real quick.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Just for a quick update on 206, they didn't pay their assessments, and they have a certificate sold on their house this year.
Okay.
Just, you know, it's going to end up as another abandoned house, I'll bet you. And going back to what somebody just said a minute ago about skirting, when they changed the ordinances, they put a sentence in there that says, must comply with the ACC rules and regulations. And all these people just voted it in, not reading any of this stuff. And that's when they made the change on the skirting, which is a bunch of crap. That skirting with those cement blocks has been under those buildings. I had one that was in 1971 over there in Holiday Park, which had the blocks around it. But I covered it anyways. But we are requiring those people to make changes, which we should not have done. I'm sorry. We should have never done that. It was done at the instance of one person only. And that really upsets me, frankly, because they sent out about 140 violations on skirting.
Thank you. Board people, anybody comment? Jack, do you have any comments? Okay, Eloise? Kendra?
Thanks for coming.
Joanne?
I better not.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Barb?
Can I make my little speech?
Quickly.
Okay. First, I want to thank Barbara DeFault for the wonderful job that she has done this past summer. Come on. I want to say that there's beating every Thursday at 1 o'clock. And bingo, I had a great time. And September 12th, the ladies' luncheon, brown bag, 12:30, and we're going to see a film. September 13th, Halloween craft class. If you got any questions, call Renee Summers. September 15th is 6:30, free karaoke. You can sing, you can listen, you can dance, or you can just have some fun. September 18th, 12:30 to 2, butterfly cards. If you want to learn how to make cards, the cost is $2 just for supplies. And September 18th is the covered dish at 5 p.m. I thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Helen?
Nice job.
Thank you. Bob? I have one comment. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion.
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.